Hey, I'm Clayton Carpenter. This is episode 13 of the Wrestling Podcast. This is
Johnny Thomas.
And I'm Valet Valerio.
So we're here at Merle's Cafe here in Placencia, Belize, and these guys are doing a lot in the community. They're part of the Same Bite Running Club. And Albert, if you want to kind of talk about that, tell people what's going on.
Sure. Well, hereby in our Same Bite Running Club, we do a lot of stuff by making some changes in the community and in other young children's lives. We help them, we help the village clean the yards, we go about asking them if they want to clean their houses, like the old people that cannot help them themselves. We help them a lot, and I think it's a lot, it's a change in some of their lives. And in our running club, we ask any age category to come out and come run in the running club and take some chances and know a lot more about it. Yeah, that's it.
That's awesome. So, Janine, are you part of the running club too, or what's your big,
yes,
what's your big thing?
Yes, I'm a part of the running club. We love to keep the young ones active so they don't end up like the others that are killing each other. That's it.
Keep them involved with the community, keep them out, around the right track. Yeah.
Keep them off the streets.
Cool. So what exactly is the running club? So is it, do you guys compete or do you guys just train? Is it how does it work?
A little bit of both. We train to compete against
other teams
like Placencia. And sometimes we run from the Riversdale
to Caribbean
to way to Placencia. So we train so we can run that stretch.
Man. Oh, what's the longest stretch you guys run?
13 miles.
So a little over a half marathon,
that's
right?
Man,
that's awesome.
That's a run from in December. We ran that.
Was that the end of the world?
Yeah.
Nice. So talk about that. People
well,
all around the world.
They had a lot of people came from different places to be a part of this run. Some even caught cramp at the fourth mile, whereby we made it all the way. And we classify to be the best ranks, and in our age level, under 19, we came in like the top 10s in our running club. Made a lot of people proud, but it was a hell of a try, because, I was tired at the end of the and cramped up all in my body. But a good thing they had some masseuse.
They had you there rubbing down at the end of her?
Rubbing down, because it was cramped.
That's awesome. Who did the massage therapies?
I didn't know their names, but there was
a couple of
really?
Females and men.
Nice. And that was part of their get back they're going to set up?
But when I got a cramp, I went to the female, man.
You don't want no man rub you down.
I'm
fast, bro. I'm fast. So how many people came for that?
That's a lot.
A lot? A couple hundred?
Hundreds, 200s.
Good thing about it, you meet a lot of people who are even faster than you, it just makes you want to get faster, train harder.
Some of the guys probably run marathons all around the world, hadn't they?
Some of them are from the national Belize national team.
Really?
Some are from Coast Guard,
BDFs, some from different countries, foreign, a lot of them.
People are fast, man, so keep training, get faster.
And then beat them when they come back. That's sweet. So what's the youngest? The youngest person on the squad?
Our running club?
Yeah.
That's about 6'5".
That's cool. So boys, girls, from
boys,
six
girls.
To, are you guys the oldest?
First, our running club used to be lone females, but we started putting ourselves in the running club so that it's now men,
and
both
female.
Men and female running club.
The oldest?
So everyone can enjoy.
We're not the oldest right now. They're older.
Really?
Kerwin.
Oh, yeah.
And his brother is 20.
Yeah.
That's sweet. So everybody's involved.
Yeah. We're very active in the running club.
So what about basketball? I heard you guys ball too.
Basketball, that's our favorite sport. Anywhere we go, you'll just hear our names on that court and say, these guys, you got to keep these guys in the court or else, you gotta guard these guys.
But where we're from, we don't really go out to play against other teams.
Play in the village?
Yeah. Worse that we don't have like sponsors.
Do you think, we talked a little bit before about maybe Placencia getting something started? kind of like how they you guys came down to play at the play softball. So maybe come down and play basketball and get that brewing up.
That would be nice.
Because in our village, they have a lot of kids and teenagers like our runs who really love basketball.
Morning.
Really love basketball and they want to put themselves in competitions like the one in Mango Creek. But we don't have sponsors to push us out.
Not yet.
Look at
that, bro. That's what this is for. So if you're listening and you want to get involved, reach out to these guys. Reach out to me and I'll get you in contact with these guys. There's a lot happening. A lot. So running, basketball. Do you guys do any fishing? Do you guys like to get out on the water?
I personally have a twin brother. He loves fishing.
His twin brother taught me how to fish.
Nice.
And he plays good soccer. He's a good soccer.
That's awesome.
We play soccer too.
Really?
We play in Mallory, but only when we're ready.
Yeah.
Games, we
practice up.
Yeah.
In our high school, we are known to be the best players in our school because we play all the four main sports in our school. And the track and field, so that's five sports in our high school.
Do you guys, is there a school in St. Vite, or do you guys go over?
We go across like high school.
High school.
There's a primary school.
Oh, cool. Super cool. So what is the, school sports, or are they rec sports that the kids at school play? How does it work? Because like in America, for instance, there might be some schools that have athletics, but then there's also like rec, like community teams.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we have school teams because we play against different high schools, but that's only one game.
One game and out.
Really?
So you have to work. You have to work.
Yep, build up. One chance.
One chance, or we're gonna go home. That's it.
Very cool. So what has kind of been the changes in the last couple of years in St. Vite and since here? What do you guys see? Lots of growth?
Lots of changes in our community. Because we work along with Kerwin, myself, Jenny, my uncle Jose Aleman, and the rest of the people in the community. We go helping other people, like buying some stuff for them, clean their yards, helping them, talking to them, letting them go to church. That's some big impact we made in some people's lives.
That's cool. What's the biggest thing you think?
The biggest thing is that some of the kids are willing to change for the best. Like not all are the same, but because they want to be like this guy who's sagging his pants way down, causing a lot of mischief in the village. But some of them are changing.
Yeah, so if you guys provide the good role models and show them what it can be like to take the right choices, it's a big deal. So what's something you guys, as we close out, what's something you guys want to share? You have a message for the world, what you guys want to get out there?
My message to all is, if you make a mistake in life, never feel down on that mistake. Use your mistake as motivation to lift up yourself and do better in life, because that's a part of life. Making mistakes is what we do, and we learn from them. That's a better in life, you should know. And yeah, that's all.
Janique, what you think?
I think
you had something you want to share with the world?
Never give up on your dream.
Exactly. So we're here at Merle's. I'm Clayton. This is Janique.
I'm Valerie.
It's Valerie. Thank you for watching. Come get some orange juice if you're at Merle's and some lemon pie. Thanks for watching, guys. Check out the Placencia Running Club, St. Vite Running Club, sorry. Placencia, what's happening, has shared some of you guys' stuff. I've seen that with some of the different groups around, so we'll keep pushing that out. We're going to get some pictures here in a minute, so we'll start sharing those out too. So stay tuned. Thanks for listening.